Have you checked out the newest season of the Colorful Lives podcast yet? It's me, Angela Yee, and call your girlfriends, Amina, for a new season discussing the hustle, working towards goals, and increasing your financial IQ. We even bring in some experts and special guests who know all about making the right money moves. Getting your dollars right doesn't happen overnight, but we will help you focus on taking your business, your career, your relationships, and life to the next level. New episodes of Colorful Lives drop every other Wednesday, and you can join the conversation on Twitter and Instagram by using the hashtag Live Colorful, and don't forget that extra L on the end of colorful. Colorful Lives is available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcasts. Lip service. What's up? So we have a very special lip service today. The ladies are all here. That would be me, Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Judy McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
So get ready to get educated because we have Dr. Zamun, Dr. Amsu, and Jesse. Coach Jesse is here with us, and they are from the DetoxNow.com. And everybody knows I did this 14-day detox, which we've been talking about extensively. Happy to be back. But it brings up a lot of things when we talk about our bodies, our sex drives, and I know you guys have a new program that you just launched as well.
Yes, we launched the Sex Fix, which is, you know, women deal with these issues under the covers, and it's time to actually pull the covers off of female erectile dysfunction. And we're going to really dig into that because too many women are suffering. More than 40% of women in the United States deal with that, and we're ready to help women to uncover and understand this disease and to get their mojo back.
So we,
created the Sex Fix.
What exactly is erectile dysfunction?
Female,
excuse
Stephanie,
me. I know what the man one is.
Right.
Same thing.
It's the same thing.
There you go. I mean, just by the expressions on you ladies' face when Jesse said that, it's like confusion. Like,
yeah, high.
You didn't know.
Well, that's
a big part of it. But
no, I do think that, like, when I think of erect, I automatically think of a dick.
A penis.
Right, you have a dick.
But you have one.
That's
I don't.
You do.
Right. So the
clitoris.
The female clitoris is rightfully known as the female penis.
And what?
It erects.
You got a dick? You got a dick.
The length. You know, as long as, hopefully not as long as a male's.
Well,
right?
We've seen
some of them. Yeah.
I mean, we're from Atlanta.
Shout out to our girl,
Kelly
Provocateur.
Yes.
She has an extremely large female.
Wow.
Right.
She has a giraffe.
But the thing is you get, it should erect anything from 2 to 5 centimeters.
Are you bringing it up over there?
Yeah, I got you. Don't you worry.
You know what?
I want to see it.
I'm curious.
That's
two
the
to
real
five
camel
centimeters.
Toe.
Wait. 2 to 5. What's a
2 to 5 centimeters?
I know what an inch is. Let me see what it is.
Your nail.
2 to 5.
Not five.
This big?
That's why we said 2 to 5. So a woman will average anything from 2, 3, 4 to
no,
five.
I could understand because when I'm feeling aroused, I do feel a little more swollen, a little puffier
right,
in
so,
the clitoris.
But 70
right.
Isn't this?
But
no,
this
not not even 2.
So
centimeters.
That's, you know, so that's the blood. That's the beginning stages of that.
Uh-huh.
All right. So when the blood flow is going to the clitoris, you start feeling or swelling and changing of color, but that's not a full erection. That's like, if you're going to compare it to a male, that'd be a semi-erection.
Uh-huh.
You can't do nothing with a semi-erection.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be fully erected. So it's more complicated when it comes to a female than it is to a male. A male is straightforward. If we don't get hard, we don't rise to the occasion, nothing ain't going on. But with a woman, she doesn't necessarily have to have an erection in order to have intercourse.
But okay, so when you have
what's that?
You guys can continue.
That's the
penis. I have so many questions.
The clitoris that's very large that we a friend of the show.
Yeah, our girl Kelly.
Oh, you guys are showing a picture over
We're
here.
We're showing some video.
Yeah.
Now this is the thing though. If you're not having an erection, if you don't experience that is a major problem. That's an issue. So if you're not having a female erection, you got issues, and the issues are probably cardiovascular, right? Meaning it's atherosclerosis. The artery that leads to the clitoris is blocked, and that's what interferes with orgasms. So women are supposed to orgasm as much as men.
Right.
Every time.
With PVI.
But obviously now, I got to ask a couple of questions about that, because there are certain guys I've been with that can make me orgasm every time. They know exactly what to do, and it can happen really quickly. But then there's some guys that it just doesn't happen with. Does that make it my fault?
No.
Maybe, maybe not. Oops. Because check this out. With men, a woman just has to show up. And she just show up.
We don't even have to have sex.
I can guarantee I'm going to orgasm. You know, but it's more work. But there is a pheromone. There's also a hormonal thing with the man as well. Hormones and pheromones.
But what about him hitting it in the right spot,
What we're trying to say is this. This is what we're trying to say. This is what we're trying to say to simplify. It's like you could say, all right, a woman that's got a new partner, she never orgasms with him. She never climax. But then when she looks at a previous partner, like you said, she always did.
Mm-hmm.
But what Dr. Amsu's trying to say is that with a man, it doesn't matter if I'm hitting a Beyonce or a Whoopi Goldberg. We're gonna come.
No, what is that supposed to mean?
That's a big overreach.
What are you trying to say about
Whoopi?
What I'm trying to say.
He just said pussy is pussy.
Ain't nothing wrong with Whoopi.
We love color purple. I'm just being real. Like,
nobody's fucking detox loves Whoopi.
That's what I'm saying. But
Ted Danson.
I'm just listen. Not to answer you. You know your ex. No, I'm joking.
Whoopi could probably suck some meat. Never mind.
Listen. I'm just trying to say what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say is that. At the end of the day, you get like, you know, like Mikey, you know, he's told us some little horrible stories where, you know, back in the days, he took one for the team, mm-hmm. right? But, but listen to what I'm trying to say. Listen to the point I'm bringing to. Even if you're taking one for the team and the woman is not, you know, attractive and that.
To you.
But the point that Dr. Amps is making is that we still climax. Mm-hmm. A man was still... bust that right. nut.
Physiologically,
right? We will still bust that nut. Now, with a woman, we're saying with a woman, that's what's supposed to happen as well.
Okay, I just have... So, when a woman does get to orgasm, that means she did have her full erection, correct?
Right.
That's when correct. She does orgasm. Okay, so I don't think I have a dysfunction.
And I'm a grower, not a shower. I just want to say that out here.
Angela's just been waiting her whole life to say that. She was just dying to say
well,
that.
The problem is, here's a problem though. Only 23.5% of women from studies orgasm. Every time.
How many?
23.5%. So that's more than 75%. You might be wanting that percentage.
I don't orgasm every time.
Not every time. I believe even men don't orgasm every time, though.
Yeah, I believe that too.
But who are they fucking?
Every time
you got a problem.
It could be something that you're stressed out about. Sometimes it just isn't gonna happen.
Yeah, just sometimes it doesn't happen.
Thank you.
He's speaking to the mic.
There's stress as well. There's stress factors. Sometimes, honestly, there's sleep.
He could have been drinking.
I can't recall.
He could have been drugging, leaning, doing something.
I can't recall a time when I was done having sex and the man has not climaxed. And I just feel like that means
he's got a problem.
He's got a problem. That's the
thing. If he doesn't, correct.
If he doesn't, he's got a problem.
He got a problem.
A man every time.
Right. It's a signal of health.
That's what we're talking about.
The more a woman orgasms, is the better her health.
Now we're talking about.
There we go.
We're talking about penetration.
I'm so healthy.
We're talking about penetration.
I'm by penile.
Not by masturbation.
None of that.
From the penis.
Does it count?
Oh, I might not be that healthy.
I'm regular like everybody else.
The tongue, you know, regular. It's an electricity with the tongue.
It's not even with the tongue either.
Internal.
All right, let me ask you guys this question.
Because it doesn't go deep enough the tongue to actually.
Somebody sent in.
You see, that's what we're saying. When we start getting down to the nitty gritty, you start realizing, well, am I really that healthy? Like, you know, would I really?
This is why I want to ask y'all this, because this exactly deals with this assy question somebody sent in.
Okay.
She said, I'm currently 34 weeks pregnant. In the beginning, our sex life was 3 times a day. Yes. And now you may ask, let's just say I would have blue balls if I was a man. Mm. I also do not watch porn or touch myself. Why would I need to? My man is incredibly sexy and gorgeous. Me, myself, I still get hit on being pregnant. It's all baby, and I'm rocking an exotic face with a seductive presence. My question for you is, how do I bring up more sex? Are should I just try to not look at him so much? It's hard when I feel his love. He loves me to death. I feel that, but I'm not feeling he's attracted to me. Please help me.
Mm. See, that's more of a thing like, okay.
So she's saying that he's not having as much sex with her now that she's
34 weeks
that's because she's 34 weeks pregnant.
Yeah,
That's not sexy to him.
But no, you got to understand something with men, right? Like, you know, I'm a father. And I remember when my baby mother was pregnant, and they get to a point where you see the stomach. And it's not like you're not thinking no more that the, you know, she's not sexy or nothing like that. But you're thinking, you know,
like, my kid is in there.
Like, right. And you know, when you're blessed, you have to be careful.
Which
you don't want to damage. You don't want to damage
anything. Which baby mama are you talking about?
Which
baby mama are you talking about?
What?
Wow.
Yo. I think. But the point I'm making. This guy.
Wow.
But
he's very healthy.
The point I'm making is that you're looking at it like, you know, like I said, when a brother's blessed, you don't want to cause damage. You don't want to bring on or cause bleeding and things like that. So it's not that you're not attracted to her no more. You're just careful. So you're like, you know what? They need to talk. Because I don't think he's like, I don't find you attractive no more. It could be easily like, you know what? I'm scared. There's an element of fear with a man and with some men when it comes to a woman and she's that far gone in her pregnancy.
Yeah, because we just interviewed someone and he said to us, we asked him about having sex with a pregnant woman and he called her fat. And I don't think it was like he meant to, but like that's just what came out. And I think low key, maybe that's what you were thinking after a while. Like, I think it is like you do start to look at her like, yes, it's beautiful. She's carrying your child, but she did gain probably about 50 pounds. But, and I'm pretty sure that makes you look a little different way. Like,
if a woman gains 50 pounds while she's pregnant,
doing the most.
She's got a problem.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a overweight. That ain't even pregnant no more.
That's a whale.
Kim Kardashian's first baby, she gained about 50 pounds.
The baby weighs, babies weigh around, when you have twins, they weigh around, what,
7 pounds?
7 pounds.
Yeah. And if they're, twins usually are even smaller than that.
Exactly. Twins are small.
Yeah. 40 pounds, whatever. 30. I don't know. I never had a child.
I gained 28 pounds when I was pregnant.
20 pounds. Just like I said, yeah. I've seen people like Kim Kardashian go from this to house.
But it's also part of the culture, right? Because there's something where people say you're eating for two, you know, just be more indulging. But the truth is you're affecting your own health by virtue of just being more permissive, because there's a lot of emotions going on also. And we as women tend to eat our emotions. And when we eat our emotions, then basically we just start to eat anything that comforts us.
That's me.
Plus,
I know a lot of people get stressed out. I'm sorry. And they just, they starve themselves. When I get stressed out, I'm eating like, fuck it, I'm gonna have a burger.
I want to starve myself kind of person.
But when women are pregnant,
you want to be?
Yeah. When women are pregnant, pheromones change as well. Yeah. So there's a pheromonal thing going on, which pheromones are probably indicating to her husband, don't, you know, that's actually making him less sexually attractive to her.
That's
because
crazy.
It's a pheromone to protecting the baby.
But a man also may want to be sensitive because she's tired, she's carrying a lot more. I think it's a major communication thing where they need to actually just talk, especially if they had a very healthy sex life before this, right? So it's a matter of the fact that, you know, she's feeling more sensitive, she's feeling more insecure about the fact that she's gaining weight and she's feeling less attractive. But she's like, but wait a minute, I don't want him to feel like, you know, that I don't want it. So it really is, it's a breakdown in communication.
There's an increase in estriol, right? That's one of the estrogens. There's an increase in estriol when women are pregnant, right? And that aromatization that's taking place is from the baby's testosterone. So testosterone is needed for women to be sexual and to be sexually attractive to men. And that is neutralized by the increase in estriol.
Can I ask you something, since we're talking about all these different things? Is it harmful to swallow semen?
Absolutely not. We encourage it.
I encourage it. I wonder why the two men answered so quickly.
Large amounts of melatonin in the semen.
Oh my God, wonder why I feel so relaxed and
there
sleepy
after. So the new sleep pill, I put many a women to sleep.
I heard it has some protein in it too, right?
That's the second thing. Protein.
But melatonin.
You have to also understand is that is another way of measuring your man's or your partner's health. So if it is bitter to taste, he's unhealthy.
That's
if
what
it's
I was
sweet,
about
if
that.
It's sweet or it has no taste or no smell, then he's usually healthy. But right. if it's bitter no and he has smell. And he has a
what about when
and
it's
also
like
the, also the texture,
smelling.
Right? The bleachy smell. I mean,
that means you tried to poison him.
Whoa, but it's also whoa. Also the also the texture. You know, if it comes out real thick, kind of lumpy, then there's a problem with his heart.
I have a
circulation.
Stephanie dated a vegan, and she had
a strict vegan, a very strict vegan.
But like soy and vegan?
I'm not yeah, sure. I'm not sure. Vegan. He was vegan. He was very vegan. And
very vegan.
And he tasted really bitter. He tasted bitter. Mm. Like I was saying before, I was like really looking forward. I was like, man, he's a vegan. He's so clean. I can't wait to suck his dick. And then finally I did it and it was terrible.
Wow.
Well, what?
He could be in mushrooms. He could be in soy.
Asparagus. No, mushrooms is bomb.
Yeah,
you
know, asparagus.
This is,
no.
You know,
make you
it's
taste.
A fungus. It's a fungus.
Fungus.
Oh, so that's
right?
bad for you.
Definitely. What so I sorry, honestly, mushroom. You know, I mean, there's a lot of women out there that claim the vegan as well. And, you know.
And then they taste like.
I don't
like
know how they taste. But
they taste like, nah. like Burger King.
The people. So
flame broiled.
We encourage men that's out there. Look.
Smoky.
Find out how it tastes. So find out like how healthy you are. How did that taste?
So you encourage men to taste their own cum?
No! No! No!
You said
find out. They must find out from their partner how did it taste.
Nothing better than tasting yourself to see.
No, 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 no.
True, no, you taste it. No.
I'm not a doctor or anything, no. but I agree. That's a nice indication that a guy is healthy when his cum tastes like sugar
but
or something nice.
He don't need
nice.
To taste it
well,
to find
well,
out.
Well, think about it. He needs you to taste it and right. you to tell him. That's what you're getting at, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, can men have an orgasm but not ejaculate?
If he's empty.
Yeah.
Because he fucked four other girls before he got
it the might be that he's been all week.
Masturbating.
That happened
like
to me once. You know, I was going for like 8-9 days and on the ninth day is like nothing.
No, me and my ex, we had... Me and my ex were having so much sex. Like, we were having sex, like, 5 times a day.
Baby,
like, we were having sex all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
And then finally, like, he was sore. Like, I was sore. And he was like, listen, it's like dust. Like I'm well. Coming
that,
dust.
That particular girl kind of looked like you.
That particular
you know,
girl. Was it
wasn't
y'all?
No, it wasn't. It sounds similar, but it wasn't the same situation.
Now,
that's weird.
Now, let's talk about. We were
having a lot of sex. Like, we were having so much sex, like my stuff was like it was like sore. It was like
my stuff was sore.
Like it was tired. Like you see, it was like tired. And he was like, babe, like my dick hurts. I'm like shooting air. Like we gotta stop. We gotta take a break. I'm like, don't worry, I'm gonna get my period tomorrow. He's like, all right, cool.
Now we've been talking a lot about women and our health issues, but let's talk about men and erectile dysfunction. Cause this is something a lot of men struggle with. And I was actually reading an article the other day about how a lot of men don't treat their erectile dysfunction and they'll go to the doctor. And I think they said 75% of men never go and get whatever prescription the doctor gives them. Not that I, yeah.
What?
To actually
so they go
treat
to
their,
the doctor, get all that done, get a prescription.
And then don't go ever
it?
Take care of
why
it.
Why do you go to the doctor then?
I don't know.
Same reason why they don't go to the doctor.
But let's talk about why men might have issues as far as getting erect. Sometimes they're semi-hard, sometimes they can't get hard at all. And what can they do to treat that?
Okay, so that's the same as women. It's the same thing where it's atherosclerosis or heart disease or some kind of circulatory issue that's going on, right? Now, a man's penile vein or artery right. is like 2 to 5 millimeters
in diameter
or 2 to 4, right? Now, a heart artery is like 2 to 4
in diameter.
Sorry. That's your heart, right? Man's is up to 2 millimeters, and right. And now a woman's is only 0.2 millimeters. So when women are not having blood flow correctly, that's an indication. You know, one of the first things that she ain't gonna get an erection. Mm-hmm. She's not gonna orgasm. She's gonna have issues with arousal. She's gonna have problems with lubrication. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a heart disease situation.
Right.
Right.
Oh.
So all these women who have sexual dysfunction, especially erectile, that's an issue of heart. Same with a man.
Same with men
who have
high blood pressure,
erectile dysfunction, they can have estrogen dominance, or most of the time it's a heart disease problem. Issue, a circulatory, a high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, and a lot of diabetes. People who are asymptomatic have heart disease, or there's early,
so
even
so
teens,
what can you do?
It's diet. It's all in the diet exercise. And the nutrition, right?
Because
there's another thing, there's men also with another issue where they get erected, but they can't keep it up. Mm-hmm. So they can get to an erection, and then it goes soft.
Wait, so what's that? Because if they can get erect, then it got to be something that's good.
Because the blood flow is not consistent.
It gets cut off.
So that's the issue.
You got exercises and nutrition, what you eat.
Well, talk about what we did to support it.
What we've done with the program that we launched, the Sex Fix program, is that we've created a whole regime of supplements, exercise, and meal plans.
A protocol,
okay, for male and female. So with the male, it's called Stand Up.
Stand up.
And women is
fed up,
right?
Because fed is FED, female erectile dysfunction.
Right.
So when a woman's fed up, she's fed up with the whack thing.
There you go. Right. So what we've put together, because we've done it before, but we didn't really concentrate. Like, we've had people, like men, that have come and they've said they had issues staying up or even just getting erected in the first place,
fertility, right
too. And then they've gone onto the program that they've done a 14-day or 7-day or 30-day detox or fast, and then they've seen the change like that immediately, right? But this time we said, let's actually target it. Let's concentrate and target. So we have that, and with the exercises, because holistic living is a holistic thing. It's not just about what you eat and taking a supplement, and that you got to exercise right. You got to even wash. Water therapy comes in, sun gazing, breathing. It's your whole lifestyle that has to change and embrace for you to actually benefit from a holistic life change.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Audible. Audiobooks are great for helping you be a better you, whether you want to feel healthier, get motivated, or learn something new. And with an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more, Audible has all the audio content you need to start your year on the right foot. Try books like The 4-Hour Workweek, Grit, and How to Be a Boss. Use Audible to build a more successful you. Whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on an Amazon Echo, you can get through tons of books while doing almost anything. And Audible even lets you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free. Go to audible.com/Angela or text Angela to 500-500. That's audible.com/Angela. Or text Angela to 500-500 for a 30-day trial and free first audiobook. You can do it with audiobooks, and you can do it with Audible.
Can you still smoke weed?
Cannot. Listen.
What about oils?
What about edibles?
What about something?
Edibles are actually... All right, here's the situation. There's two types of weed, right? Mm-hmm. There's wild, natural weed.
This is making me want to smoke.
Natural weed. Right, this is grown wild and it has a low level of THC, right? And then you have CBD, cannabidiol has all the healing properties. It's in the seed. That's like hemp.
Where do I get that?
Right.
CBD. I like that.
Right. There's many people have that. I don't know about New York laws, but anyway, right? THC is high in estrogen, right? It's from the bud and it's from the flower. Now, what's going on right now is that there's hybrid weed.
Right.
And the hybrids, they've increased the THC because THC is what makes you high.
Right.
So they've actually GMO'd the weed. Mm-hmm. And it's psychotic. It causes psychosis. Mm. So many people now are, bipolar, schizophrenia, psychosis, psychotic, right?
Depressed.
And
it's from the high THC.
Psychosis.
And it's an extremely serious issue because it's a psychiatric issue where niggas can get locked up, right. taken off the street.
But what if because it calms you ain't right? You down, like you no. know, some people get CBD, the bad
CBD, CBD is that that does because CBD is antipsychotic. It actually that's balances organic. The
like,
THC.
That's pretty much
but what they're doing
weed.
With the GMO is they're lowering the CBD and increasing raising the THC.
Components make
so you're
marijuana.
Talking about so. Things like Purple Haze, mm-hmm. David Banner, Hulk, Superman, all these different names for these.
You know a lot weed. About a lot.
He don't when you go to
a, I'm just like, hey. Why are you thinking?
How do you know about so many weeds?
Go to Atlanta.
I know David Banner had a weed.
Go to the Atlanta and say
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I know Killer Mike real well. You know what I mean? So here's the thing, is that because of this situation with weed, a lot of black men who are the support black men and women are supposed to be the most fertile. On the planet. Mm-hmm. Always have been. Now you have a situation of azoospermia and oligospermia mm-hmm. where there's no sperm at all being produced. Count. Black women are at their least fertile ever in history, right? And it's because black women are smoking weed and estrogen has the effect on them where you need testosterone for fertility. You don't need so much estrogen.
That's right.
Estrogen, there has to be a ratio, a balance, where there's a lesser amount of estrogen, more progesterone, more testosterone, right? And the issue right now with estrogen dumps, it affects men and women. Right. But weed is a major factor because a lot of men are getting gynecomastia, breast titties
yeah, mm-hmm.
because of how much weed they're smoking, right?
Right.
So, and men are becoming more andropausal, meaning they're losing hair, they're getting more weight, they're not, you know, producing enough sperm.
They acting like bitches.
Right? So there's a lot to it. So
we actually
encourage people to get in contact with us for consultations. Because consultations, we're going to find out what it is, what you're doing that's causing the issue. So we have like Electric Health, the ORG, where people can contact us or our team mm-hmm. to discuss their issue. Because men have a problem talking about they got erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like women might get together and be no shame in the yeah. game, yeah. but yeah. a man's gonna feel like he ain't
Nobody's
a man because he can't have
yeah,
an
no
erection.
Man.
And you don't want to tell your boys, I got an issue with my erection.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
And it's embarrassing when you're with a woman and you can't get hard. It makes you probably not even want to try to have sex.
Right.
Right.
So it's like how you tell your homeboy, like, yo, last night I couldn't get hard.
Exactly.
Right. What the fuck are they going to tell you to help it?
Their
yeah, yeah, but what
so
can
them
they
niggas
want to
stay in the friend zone. They want to be in the friend zone.
Right, and
there's
a lot of people who have issues like this in their relationship where their sex drives are really low.
So
or they don't even
someone,
try to
yeah.
have sex. And maybe they're not trying to have sex because they know they have erectile dysfunction and they don't even want to address it.
Right.
But how do you know when it's erectile dysfunction and not him fucking the next motherfucker?
If he wakes up in the morning and he does not have an erection, he's got a problem.
Yes.
Every man is supposed to wake up in the morning
with an erection.
With an erection.
Really?
Every man.
A pyramid.
You're supposed to feel that poke on your thigh.
Right.
Okay. So that's why you have to give head in the morning. That's
no.
No.
No, wait, no. I'm joking.
Women.
I'm joking.
No, no, that's a good one.
It was like, no, no.
Yes,
no,
women.
Good.
Ladies out there, please, yes.
It's healthy for you to swallow.
It cures cancer.
Recommended. Especially
morning.
When you're on your cycle, you know.
It gives you some
because
testosterone.
Because you can't, don't mean action. You know what I'm saying?
But even if you smoke weed, it gives you testosterone when you swallow.
Right.
No, I'm joking.
No. No.
No? So let's get back. So if you grow your own weed.
The seed might be GMO.
That's what mm-hmm. we have to.
Yeah, it's like the fake chicken from KFC. That's the weed that we smoke.
But even
right?
if you don't, weed, even yeah. the
Same
best
thing.
Weed possible, like
what, about
what you call.
Smoking it as well.
Yeah.
Smoking it isn't good because, you know, you get.
Damn.
You get the.
In your lungs.
Polyhydrocarbons, you know.
Yeah, and it messes up your
lungs.
It ruins
your lungs.
Which is one of the most carcinogenic substances.
No, I know. My lungs are
black like the microphone. Carcinogenic. I've been smoking for almost 20 years.
Carcinogenic. You're worse than that. That's cancer.
I'm sick. I was just in California. It was unusually cold during the day, all day in California. And now I'm like coughing all over the place.
Listen.
You got to clean aromatic,
the sexiest thing.
Everybody remember, write this down. Aromatic polyhydrocarbons.
No, they got the contagion in LA. They got the
why
contagion.
Why are we writing that down? Aromatic polyhydrocarbons.
Aromatic polyhydrocarbons. Mm-hmm. One of the most carcinogenic substances on the planet, which is produced when you smoke weed every time.
Say that one more time.
What is it? What is it of the planet? One of the most what? Of
carcinogenic. Cancer-causing. Cancer-causing. Oh. Right?
So I'm confused. So why do they give cancer patients
they don't tell them to
edibles
smoke it.
And stuff like
yeah,
that?
They don't tell them to smoke it. That's a choice.
They tell them to eat it.
But I thought we asked that. Was the oils and the edibles. Oh, I threw that out there.
Edibles that come from GMO, that the THC is high, it's right. Even worse because it stays in your system for a much longer time.
Now, when you eat it,
it takes a long time to digest and it's released slowly. Yeah. So that buzz, when you eat edibles,
yeah,
and I say this from experience, edibles will jack you up.
Listen,
man.
How you know?
We was at a parliament. Someone said these are vegan brownies.
Have you ever turned your head and you still see that way? Even though your head's pointing that way.
I took one.
Listen, I was on an edible and I was seeing double.
Right, I took one of the brownies. I was like, boy, these are nice. These are vegan.
Vegan edibles? You lit. Where you found that?
And then
I was at Killer Mike's 420, and there was some cookies.
The walls start closing in.
If I could find,
I was driving. The roads were disappearing when I was driving. I had to pull over. My eyes were just wide. I was like, yo. I was like, yo.
Great.
I was like, what was in it? Oh, that was. I was like, bro.
Having this conversation with you guys makes me want to quit smoking weed. Like, what am I going to do now? I got to start sniffing coke.
Right.
That's way better.
You guys want me to do?
When we go back home, right, from the Caribbeans, like Grenada, Jamaica, and that, they would have natural weed growing. And yeah, some of them would smoke it, dry it out.
Yard weed, and that. Yeah.
But a lot of the old natives, especially at my grandma, they would boil it as a tea.
And drink it.
And just drink that.
Yeah.
And I have a, that old, is what they have treated people with.
Oh, so can I drink arthritis. A weed tea? I can
have a weed tea. As long as it's GMO.
Yeah,
it doesn't even make a difference.
Don't make no difference. Right. The CBD, it's the yard weed. The CBD is what is...
So in Jamaica, I can have me some weed tea.
Remember the weed
here
in a can that's organic? That's what we need.
They won't have the same... No, it doesn't give you that high.
I'm not going to get high.
Yeah, it doesn't give you that high, like where
you
go,
but
it'll make
you
nice.
You're having a cully weed. You must ask for cully weed,
and it'll have healing effects. It's not gonna.
There
have
you go.
It's gonna have me like.
They put it in seasoning as well.
Free weed, what that they talk about.
No, the organic. Remember the
No, I'm serious. Like, where can we find this? So I ain't got the. I'm still gonna smoke because I'm not gonna.
Cannabidiol is high in
smoke when you know it's bad for you. You see, this is what we have to
it's
understand.
It's kind of like drinking alcohol.
Let me say this
or like
now.
Having sex out of wedlock. Like, you know it's bad for you, but it feels good. Like, I'm not trying
feel
to be
good.
Funny. I'm just
right,
being serious.
Right,
like, I know I'm still. After I'm talking to y'all, I know, like, in my mind, I'm going to be like, all right, it'd be better if I don't. But I do like to smoke. So, like, what would be my alternative? Or, like, what
no,
is it?
No, you see, I don't really give people, like, your alternative. I'll tell you now, you got to value your own life. You got to value yourself. You're a beautiful woman.
No,
let me just say something.
The tea and all
no,
that.
Forget
why
all that.
It's not going to make you high.
That will put you right back to a place you don't want to go
at
the moment,
make you high.
Right?
Because if you're not used to the other stuff.
What I'm trying to say to you is this.
Sorry,
right? And this is regardless of what you have to value yourself. Yeah. You know, it's easy getting a Versace or Gucci and looking good externally, but you gotta look. You gotta be Gucci inside. You see what I'm saying?
Hey,
you can't put a price on.
Gucci
you can't put
Gucci
a price
out.
On that. So the way you judge your life and value your life, other people are gonna perceive you and do that the same way. So we say this to men and women, you know, if you want to be treated like a goddess or a queen or a god, then you got to carry yourself that way, because we as men, when we see a woman and she might look nice and that, but then me, I personally don't even smoke to, I mean, talk to a female that smokes. I don't even have time. Like, you know what? I don't even have time with that, because it's like, you got to value yourself. So when you know better, you do better. I know it's hard, but you're supposed to try to take steps in doing that.
But see, me, I think steps, and I know you about to think this is crazy, but I really think steps is like, I'm not smoking Dutchess and we broken up no more. I'm smoking oil. To me, that's like a step.
And the oil is
like,
more, the oil wait, is more okay, potent so, than the...
See, but I thought that the bad like part was the tobacco.
The oil is concentrate.
No, it's oil is like the bad shit that they're putting extra of. Concentrated
like the THC.
So
here's the key thing that Dr. Amon is saying is that this, we know that number one, you don't want to short circuit your life. You're beautiful young women. You don't want to be fighting cancer in 5 years. We're talking about something that you're literally feeding your body carcinogens every day.
Right.
Right. And realize that, when you look at what people battle, when they're battling cancer, the kind of physical situation that they're in terms of the harm and the pain, and like, you can stop that by virtue of just number one, deciding, I don't want that for my health. I don't want that for my life.
I mean, look, my uncle has stage 4 cancer and he eats terrible. He eats meat all day, every day. And we're pretty sure that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm. It's lifestyle. It's all lifestyle. It's not, people like to break it down. And let me tell you, the medical world loves to tell you it's genetic, because then what? Guess what? There's nothing you can do to change it, right? But if we tell you, wait a minute, the real issue that is lifestyle, you're in control, right? You get to now own actually taking control of your health and making the difference. And what we're saying to you is, look, don't be another statistic. You're worth more. And what you bring to the table, the high that you feel amazing when you actually are eating. Like mangoes, you want to feel horny and healthy and happy. Mangoes will do you
good. Oh, I love mangoes. No wonder.
Mangoes will do you fantastic. Pumpkin
everything
seeds.
All makes sense.
So no more drinking and smoking seeds with your
mangoes
boo in the bed.
Yeah,
y'all better go eat some mangoes together.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds, zucchini. Like, seriously, there are things that will change your life in terms of, because there are things that they actually draw, they stimulate you in ways, but they stimulate you in ways that you don't have any negative side effects.
Plus, dopamine is naturally produced by your brain. Glands in your brain.
I know a lot of dopes.
Dopamine. So the moment you start smoking and whatever, that's where your dopamine atrophies.
I'm not
and you're
gonna
not
hold you.
Going
that's about to be the
natural
name of my
high,
album. I'm
going to
start rapping
now,
again.
I have a question.
Dopamine.
Have you guys heard of a drug called ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca.
Yes, which they go into a dream. They go
okay,
into a
right. I'm glad you asked that. Chelsea lately did it on Chelsea
she,
Does.
Yes, exactly.
Gunplay,
she did ayahuasca.
I interviewed him. He told me he did it. What's y'all take?
What do you
on
guys?
It?
Hell no.
Anything
what
that is going
to
give you
it's
hallucinations,
a plant. It's a plant
right?
That you boil. You
do, that's what I'm
do
saying,
because
it's like from the earth.
All right, do that. Yeah, try it. You know, if somebody wants to try it, it's
yeah,
up
they
to
said
you.
It's a one-time thing.
But it's
thing.
Not right. Don't be doing it because
like poisonous
of the,
mushrooms.
Because it's harmful.
From the earth.
Right.
Like those
harmful
magic mushrooms.
Yeah,
so
they said it's
a one-time thing. Did you ask them how was the come
very dangerous.
So I'll tell you what, everybody that I, and I've spoke to about 5 different people that have done it before, they all told me
you don't do it, okay?
I've never done it, no.
They all told you what?
It was life changing for them. And
yeah,
that literally.
Me too. Everyone
like,
I know that has done it.
It's they, like brung them closer with family members they might have had problems with. It's like brung, they then got more money after that. All kind of stuff.
So
and
we're
I
making
don't know,
this into another religion.
No, it's not. You know what it is? It's like they, I don't know if it is or what, but the people that I've spoken with always say that they see realizations of things that they should have been doing. Like,
yeah, like
I was mean and nasty to my sister. Like, I should have never done that. Like,
my friend,
right,
type
it does
like
have that,
that
effect.
Friends, yeah. The friends that I've had that done ayahuasca, they always say it's like a spiritual experience.
Yeah, spiritual
they have
thing.
You know
what
I mean?
Hear.
Yeah.
I never hear them saying, oh, I can't wait to do it again. It's like a one time
thing. Well, you know,
the
most,
came down
the
from
most
the high.
Successful spiritual,
they cried.
The most successful spiritual thing to do is to die.
Oh shit!
You understand that?
Stephanie's like, I
when
don't want to
die. That's a spiritual thing. You saying you'll be there forever. You understand? So people who are spiritual, I want to get spiritual. I want to get spiritual. The best way, right? What was that saying?
Here we go.
People want heaven, but they don't want to die.
The cause.
Yeah.
Die.
To get to heaven, you got to die.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
The truth is, people are hungry and they're looking for something to fill the void. That's the bottom line. And you're looking for a life transformation. The very first thing, the most transforming love you can have is learning to love yourself enough to actually value and take care of yourself. And when you do that, you actually are in a position to change the world with the gifts that you have. Because these things, when you're up and down and you're in these psychotic places, you're not living to your full potential.
I agree with you. I feel that. That sounds better than ayahuasca to me.
I know we talked about female erectile dysfunction and stuff like that. So we all talk about this a lot, squirting and stuff like that. We want to know what the fuck exactly is that shit? Because we all have our take on what we think it is.
It's female ejaculation.
And what's that though? What's in it?
Like, what is it composed of?
Is it water? Is it urine?
Because we talked about what's in semen. So let's talk about what's in
it's just,
squirt.
A squirt is not, it's not urine. So it's just a clear liquid.
It's a clear seminal fluid. You've got semen, then you've got seminal fluid. There's no semen in it, but it's seminal fluid.
So there's no, it is a preserved.
The bladder, but where is it held? Like, does it come from the bladder? How come how come people that never squirted before just don't squirt all the time?
You know why?
Or can you just, and you squirt out of nowhere?
From the arousal and from the anticipation of having an orgasm?
Because, all right, so how many G-spots do you have as a woman?
You tell us.
Me personally, I find two.
Two, right?
I find two.
Say external and internal, right?
Yeah, but the inside clear one is a little crazy.
And but then there's a third one which goes
your butt.
Deep. No. No.
Where's the third one? Tell me where it is. I want to find it.
The back walls of the vagina.
Treasure map.
Okay. That's where the skin gets thicker near the cervix.
Holy all right, moly.
Around there.
Literally.
Now, when that is applied pressure on, all right, and you're actually stimulating. I am gonna move. Let me put my hand here.
You've just seen one of his moves, everybody. That's
be
one
like
of his
this,
moves.
I'm
right?
Like, damn.
He was a DJ. Hey, he did the grandmaster flash move.
So
right
when you're actually arousing a woman and you're doing from the that inside on the what I call the third G spot, right, with the table shake, and you're arousing the inner one that's up like 2 to 3 inches within the vaginal walls, that feels like cauliflower or a hard
cauliflower. That sounds like
a yeast infection.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's like a rough substance, isn't it? It's like a rubber substance.
It's a different texture than the
like Dr. Amsu would say, a bit
chewy.
Ouch.
Crunchy.
When you're actually arousing a woman with and doing both, you will find that they will start swelling. And how long that takes, it can start hurting, so a woman won't squirt. And it all leads back to what we're saying, the buildup of blood and inflammation. Now, if a woman starts swelling quickly and she arouses and gets to that, then she will squirt.
Should all women be able to squirt?
All women should be able to squirt.
Oh, my God. So you know what? I didn't even realize it. There is a third one back there. And I thought it was like the guy's special trick. But it's mine.
No, that's why.
It's my special trick.
The power's in you.
Okay, so that's why doggy style with a woman. That's why, you know, I mean.
But hold up now. We talked about this.
A lot of women like that position because they say they feel more what?
What position are we talking about?
Doggy style. That way.
Doggy style.
Can you come that way?
Doggy style?
Can. No, I think I hit that third one in missionary. I think I hit it in missionary.
Right, but a doggy lot of women like doggy style because they say it feels more.
The most natural position is missionary.
Yeah, yes. I feel like amazing things happen to me in missionary.
Now, how many G-spots do men have?
One
in their booty.
One.
In their ass.
Two.
Hey.
One.
That big old that's booty. It.
Hey.
One. Now, all the other stuff booty.
Two.
Copyright that booty.
No, it's just one.
Okay.
You see, the thing with men.
So, should we play with the man's G-spot?
Milk them.
I mean, the real what is a very sensitive spot is that part there between the anal and the testicle.
The taint.
Right. That's a very...
As described by Marlon Wayans.
Right. A very sensitive spot there. Now, if women want to play and, you know, that's between them and their partner, but mm-hmm. it's not going to cause any harm.
Should men, like, try to loosen up with that? Because I know a lot of men have issues.
Yeah, because it's right near the anus, the booty hole. And mm-hmm. if men start getting carried away, and you know, you might start finding out something that you don't want to find out.
Let's get it carried away. And
meaning that you might then move your tongue or your finger to the actual booty hole.
What's and wrong with that? If it feels good, if a man,
I'm telling you now, if a man is enjoying a woman tickling his booty with the tongue or the finger, I'm telling you, that's suspect.
Why?
What?
Listen,
if his G-spot is
there,
his G-spot ain't there. You see,
his might be.
No, listen. Well, then you know he might need to come to.
But I'm saying, if
Atlanta.
A woman's doing it, then it should be whatever.
To me, that's violation. You know, it's just supposed to exit. Everything
Why?
Comes out of there. Exit.
But for
now
women too, then
go up there.
One way traffic.
Even with women,
one way traffic.
But that's not real, because
what if the road is closed and you got to do a detour?
I'm not saying it's real. I'm
there's
just
a
saying
G-spot
what
up there.
I'm the
right
well,
around.
No, I mean, I know.
There's a G-spot up there.
There's a D-spot,
right? But not a G-spot.
Doo-doo. A D-spot, like you could put a D up in there,
no.
But that's not what
Doo-doo.
I was asking.
It's one-way traffic.
When
one-way
I think a D, I think a dick.
We know.
It's a D-spot.
It's one-way traffic for a tongue, too?
Come on, guys.
What,
she's saying, can you put your tongue in there?
In a man's ass?
Yeah.
I mean, you could do whatever you want.
Okay.
Stop talking about
There's a difference in our opinion.
Somehow we always
have
to do
it.
I wanted to actually bring up something, because here's the deal. There are women who deal with the dysfunction because of medical issues. Okay. So for me, for instance, I dealt with, you know, painful sex for many years, on and off because of fibroids. And then afterwards, you know, after I had a hysterectomy, what became an issue is the best way to say that, as I said earlier, was like, think about your vagina feeling like sandpaper.
Oh, it was dry.
It was so painful. Right. You're talking about everything from, you know, no arousal and feeling, just all of the things we talked about. And I think that there are too many women. Of course, the thing about that's actually what connected me with the doctors in the first place, because I was looking for a natural remedy. I was like, the body has to be able to heal itself, because the GYN wanted to put me on hormone replacement drugs, which accelerate cancer. Again, I value my life enough. I don't want to be in the box too early, right? I want to live every single day that I can to make a difference in this world. So right away, I knew I needed a natural remedy, and I started to research, and that's how I connected with the guys. And, you know, really what we started doing was the protocol that we use for women who are dealing with reproductive issues such as fibroids, et cetera. We first started working on it with me, and that's what reversed my condition. Okay, because there's so many women who are having, especially Black women, who are having hysterectomies at an alarming rate. And they're saying, yeah, my fibroids are gone. This is good. But they're not talking about the fact that they are suffering in silence. And I want that sister to know that you are not supposed to be living a life where you feel like you can never enjoy sex again.
Black women suffer from fibroids more than any other.
Yeah, up to 90 to 100% at this point in statistics.
So, I have a question. So this system you guys have created, it helps women get more wet.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It arouses.
It causes your body to actually do what it's supposed to do to be sexually healthy. Because remember, we connected the fact that sexual health is a driver of your overall health. Okay, that's literally if you're we talked about in other sessions how the quicker you are able to act to climax is an indicator of actual health.
Mm-hmm. Don't you sometimes want to hold on though?
Yeah.
Why?
No, not me.
Do it multiple times. Women have the ability to climax multiple times, have multiple orgasms.
I'm kind of a one and done myself.
Me too.
I know part of that though is because I don't get enough sleep and I'm always tired. So I know if I come, I'm going to sleep right after.
Listen,
unless I have to go to work.
Right now, what we call that, if you do that, there's a prolactin imbalance. When prolactin is the satiety hormone or chemical that's released, right? Which is why men will go to sleep because, you know, or say, give me 15 minutes or whatever. But women actually have the ability, right when they're, what we, that, that right there is called resolution, right? Resolution after orgasm. It's called resolution. But women have the ability in resolution to go right back into orgasm. Men, it's a wrap. Like, you know,
well, I get it. Some men are able to keep going, by the way.
A minute or two.
There's some men that can't keep going.
Or like after 10 minutes, I would say they're back.
And it depends.
Around 2 minutes.
When a female ejaculates onto a man, the pheromone effect is going to keep a man hard.
Definitely.
But a man cannot orgasm one after the other.
Oh, no. So I feel like
a man will have an orgasm and it might take 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes before he has another orgasm. I'm not saying that he goes soft.
But he'll be hard.
So actually, but he could remain hard.
Right.
But round two is going a long way. Right. We're taking that to the moon.
You know what?
Bro,
some men are very sensitive when they come to and they like don't want to be touched or anything for a moment.
Mm-hmm. The muscle spasms.
Right. Like if you're sucking dick and then you're like still keep going after he comes, he can't handle
it.
That's
so funny.
And then he gets a Charlie horse.
Right, so I know that I can go back to back to back. Like I could come, unless it's through my clit, I could come and keep wanting to come and keep coming. But like certain guys, it'll be like, all right, they'll come 10 minutes later, they'll be ready to come again. But then there might be another guy that might only come once. And
he
then
a few hours.
I won't see that nigga again
for a week
till tomorrow at least. Like, wake up. Like nothing I do or whatever is gonna
right.
So that's the diet release. And everything.
Prolactin release.
What about? I feel like when I have my period, like guys want me more.
It's what you're
like when I go out, I get more attention. I feel like guys are like chasing after me.
When you're on your period,
when I'm on my period,
you're probably producing a specific pheromone that's attracting them during your cycle.
Yeah, and just like that's why it reminded me of this because we just talked about coming produces a certain pheromone that makes a guy want you, and I agree with that
because
after I feel like after I come from oral sex, like the guy is. I mean, it's probably. Probably sexy to make me come though, so it's like a little bit of a cheat, right? It's like the pheromones plus the oh my god, get
the noise.
Ah! You know? No, noise is the frequency.
So it's like the frequency because listen,
major part.
It's all it's all electrical magnetic energy that's being exchanged. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's why when you know women will say if sex feels different when a man's wearing a condom to where if he goes what we call you know bareback. Right, because
I love condoms.
Right, because the condom is cutting off that currency.
Of that you think so?
Oh, it does.
I love condoms. I don't feel like condom cuts the currency.
I mean, when you actually, have you ever had a relationship where you have
Yes, I was with somebody for 7.5 years.
Right. And you prefer to not use condoms.
And we had a kid. I mean, I've been with somebody for a year and change, and we use condoms for the most part. We use condoms.
You notice the difference? For the
most part. No.
It's hard to go from not using condoms to using condoms.
It feels better when you don't have a condom. I'm not going to say that.
That's the best thing.
I don't feel like it cuts off any of the chemistry, the sex.
I feel like that vibe is
it definitely does.
Yeah.
Because
it's like kissing with a dam on your tongue.
No, but I mean,
kissing in between a glass.
I'm really paranoid. Raw sex makes me nervous. Like, I'm in the middle of the sex. Okay, like, my God, I'm going to get pregnant. Oh,
right.
My
so
God.
So you just cut
I
off
have
that flow.
AIDS. Oh, my God.
So that's what she sees.
Anxiety.
So that anxiety.
Yeah, I can't
so
have
that anxiety. Cortisol.
I'm not
now
fucking nobody
just cut
I think got AIDS.
You just cut off that.
You don't, listen, you don't know who has AIDS. You can't look at somebody and tell they have HIV. You know what I mean?
You know a good way to find out?
I just got
taste his ass.
Oh my God.
And then you got it in your mouth. Now you got HIV mouth.
What would that taste like in his butt?
Now you got HIV mouth.
But listen, you guys, the sex fix is out. So where can people go just so they can improve their sex lives? Let's get back on
track. Yeah, get your mojo back. TheDetoxNow.com. TheDetoxNow.com. TheDetoxNow.com.
And some of the most common problems, female erectile dysfunction and male erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we also have electrichealth.org where they can book consultations
because your
we
issues
do want, you know everybody is different and there are always other underlying conditions as well. Some people may be lucky and it's just that but there are other issues and we talk about it and we put people onto treatment plans You know, so they may have that issue to start off with, and it's like, okay, but there may be other things where we have other herbal supplements and meal plans and protocols that will fix other issues as well.
Percentage-wise, how much of that can be mental, though?
A lot of it can be mental, but the moment it becomes physiological, because remember, it's physiological, it's chemical, it's pheromonal, it's hormonal, it's electrical, you know, it's all of those. And that's the thing. When women have orgasms, it's exactly the same under a CAT scan or MRI as them having a seizure. Yeah. Everything's the same, exactly the same.
Really?
So, so the height of a high for a woman, right,
is
an orgasm. The height of any kind of pleasure, be it, you know, the dopamine release, the hormone cascade that takes place, the brain lights up.
Just like
and a woman's whole brain lights up during an orgasm.
So we've all had seizures.
No matter how much THC is in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, ain't nothing like it.
And then
it's
for people,
out of body experience.
For people who have just questions, because there are going to be people who they may feel like, I don't need a consultation, but I just have questions about it. We also have a weekly free group consult, and they can book that right at thedetoxnow.com.
Oh, that's wonderful.
/consult.
All right. Yeah. And if anybody's interested in doing the detox, it's also on there as well.
That's right. That's right.
L'Oreal, Envy's doing the 7-day one.
Good for Emmy.
Go, Emmy. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate y'all for joining us, thedetoxnow.com. Dr. Amun, Dr. Amsu, and Coach Jesse. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much
for having us. We're about to go have some seizures.
Yes.
No, I'm joking.
Seizures in. Yeah.